Tēnā tātou katoa, kei konei mātou ki tēnei kaupapa a Tāhua. We're at the 2023 APRA Silver Scroll Awards, and we are with Jordan with a Wise whānau. And
tēnā ko James Carr Morgan tōku inga, ko au te tō Jordan Tsungani, kia ora.
Kei konei. Ko Luke Carr Morgan tēnei, ko... ko Waiaha, ko... ko tō Jordan Papa.
Tēnā koe. Well, by the sounds of it, it's the boss and the boss that are here today.
The boss. The big boss.
He's really the boss.
Oh, well, no, there you go. Well. Well, and she's a boss, so we all works out. Well, today we don't often talk to the whānau, and I think it's really cool that we get an opportunity to talk to you fellas about how awesome it is that Jordan made the finalists for this particular award, the Maioha Award. How do you fellas feel?
Well, proud is probably an understatement. It's been an absolute privilege to, I guess, just witness Jordan singing from the home. And then now, when you know you've got talent at home and you just know that no one else knows about it, and now you get to a night to like tonight and you go, there you go, world, you're welcome. That's what it feels like, so absolutely proud.
You know, the kaupapa of her songs, the award's amazing, but the kaupapa of why she's doing what she's doing in a generation that's apprehending reclamation, that's powerful. And so as a father who understands language trauma and our own journey, it's not the award. Like, I'm so glad that she's being acknowledged, but it's the kaupapa that she's carrying and what's deeply in her. It's awesome.
Sorry, she's calling us away. Just for you fellas, and no, I really hear what you're saying, and I think that's a beautiful thing, because here we get to acknowledge some of those things. And just for one of the things that we spoke about with Jordan a while back was that she was saying, she didn't say she was new to the game, but she'd only put out a few songs to the world. And now that, as you mentioned, she's put it out and people have received it so well. And so it's a testament to you fellas and how you fellas brought her up. You reckon?
I don't know. It's in her DNA. It's in her whakapapa. It's just right there for her. She's just living the dream.
Oh, if I could speak on behalf of my papa here, he's definitely one of them who's pushed her beyond her limits at times. Singing in the hahi, doing whakabomiti growing up, it's probably one of the biggest places where she was able to practice. And to get as a whānau, having my papa here, who would always have a song ready for us to sing whenever we would meet with people. So being pushed in those types of ways, in natural ways, in informal ways, and in the formal. So, yeah.
But it's our tupuna, eh? Just sitting right but in that space, reminding us who we are, what we're about, how to be, what we know in this context. And she's living something of that.
Tēnā koe. And one of the reasons why we wanted to talk to you fellas is because me kore ko koutou ni. Wow. Would she be as good? Well, she might be. Oh, tēnā, well, tēnā kōrua. Thank you so much for having a kōrero with us.
Kia ora, kia ora.